Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis. So we're going to see. Let me read this Mishnah twice. I'm teaching it different than the way I taught it in this year. That's okay. The Mishnah reads as you have it in front of you. Shor shu muad lamino. If you have a cow that's a muad for its own species, a cow that gores cows, ve'enu muad l'she'enu mino. But it is not a muad for not its own species. Meaning, this cow has been established to gore other cows, but it doesn't gore other horses. Or it's a muad la'adam. It gores people, ve'enu muad l'behema, but it doesn't gore animals. Because it's established that you've seen proof positive that it does gore people, but you've seen proof positive that it doesn't gore animals. Or it's a muad l'katanim. You see it attacks little, like, you know, calves, little animals, ve'enu muad l'gdolim, but it doesn't, you see, it doesn't attack big animals. In all those cases, eshu muad lo, whatever it's muad for, that's mishal nezek shalom. That's what you pay the full damages for. Ves she'enu muad lo, that which is established not to be a muad for attacking, mishal mechati nezek, you pay half damages. So the point then is simply, the basic point is that it's not a cow that's confirmed to be a muad isn't a muad across the board. It doesn't mean it's now a new kind of animal. It means it's a muad to do certain things. But according to this Tana, which has the vav there, this is Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says this, read it like you see it. What that's telling you is, step one, you see a cow goring cows. That means this cow is a killer cow. And it is across the board going to be a muad, unless you see that it, when it gets around horses, it no longer gores. It has to have, you have to have a positive proof that it won't gore the horses for it to be a tum with respect to horses. So that means, we'll call it like a guilty till proven innocent, for lack of a better term. It's guilty as a muad until it proves itself as an innocent. With respect to everything. Because that's what the Mishnah, that's with the Vavs, that's what the Mishnah is saying. And Rav Zvid says, take it like you see it. Rav Papa says, no, there's a girsa mistake, because conceptually it's wrong. Rav Papa says, so to speak, innocent until proven guilty. If you've seen the cow gore three cows, who says it will gore horses? Maybe it just doesn't like other cows. So therefore that's Rav Papa's concept. And the same would go for people versus animals, or little animals versus big animals. If it attacks little animals, then it's innocent and proven guilty. Who says it attacks big animals and will not be moved for big animals? Therefore, he has to change the girsa, and he says the Mishnah should be read without the vavs. So the Mishnah then reads, Shor shehu muad l'mino, a cow, just because it's a muad for attacking its own species, eino muad l'she'eino mino. It's not yet a muad for it's not its species. So take the vav out. Muad l'adam, if it attacks people, eino muad l'behema, it's not necessarily going to attack animals. Muad l'katanim, if it attacks little animals, like the calves, eino muad l'gadolim, it's not yet established to be a muad for attacking big animals, and therefore if it attacks eshu muad lo, that which it does attack, because it's a muad, then mishal nezek shalom, that's what you pay full damages for. The esh eino muad lo, that which it isn't a muad to attack, it hasn't established its still innocence, proved guilty, it hasn't yet attacked, let's say any horses or any big animals, whatever it is, mishal mechati nezek, then you pay half damages. And the halach is like rapapa. So in other words, you should, in my Mishnah, what I did, I put round parentheses around the vavs. The vavs are out. After the Gemara gets done with it, and rapapa and the halacha, the vavs don't belong there anymore. The halacha. Okay. Now, Amru lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. The students of Rabbi Yehuda said to him, Harei, are you trying to tell us, sha'amud l'shabbasus v'en l'mud l'chol? Like, I mean, how far does it go? Are you saying to me that it could even be a cow that gores only on Shabbos? It's a mood for Shabbos, and when it comes to chol, it's not a mood anymore? Amr lehem, yeah, for sure. L'shabbas l'mashal nezek shalom, that's what the din would be. If it gores on a Shabbos, you'll pay nezek shalom, full damages. If it gores l'imos l'chol on a regular day, on a Wednesday afternoon, mashal m'chatzi nezek, you pay half damages. What would the rationale be? So the bartender brings two opinions. Rashi, he brings the Yerushalmi. Either that it's the cow is like, you know, got nothing else to do, it's not working on Shabbos, so like it's a bad attitude, you know, gets worked up. Or the pshat is like the Yerushalmi that the cow is it's not used to seeing people in there. It's not used. Come sit down and learn with us. Yes, there's an article by me in this magazine. Okay, come sit down. Let's learn. So, I know. It's good. So, or the pshat is that he sees people in different clothing. He sees like the fancy Shabbos clothes, and that gets him excited, and he attacks. Whichever way, that's the din. The din is indeed that it can be a mood for Shabbos and not for Chol. Emasai utam. When does the cow revert back to being a tam? So Rabbi Huda Shita, if you recall, was, remember there's a machlokas prior, between him and Rabbi Meir if it needs to be dafka 3 days in a row to go in and 3 days in a row to go out. Rabbi Yehuda said yes, because the pasuk says mitmol shilshom, yesterday and the day before that. So then he did 3 separate days. So he will need to be mishiyachzer bo shlosha yimei shabbosos. Rabbi Yehuda, who held its days dafka, says it needs to be 3 separate Shabbos in a row, one after the other, to confirm the cow was reverted back to being a tam. Meaning 3 Shabbos in a row, it sees people, it had nothing else to do, it sees people have Shabbos closed, it doesn't attack them. That will be how it reverts back. But remember, we paskin not like that, we paskin that to become a mu'in like Rabbi Yehuda needs to gore in 3 separate days. So 3 gorings on the same day would not make it a mu'in, just having a bad day. But on the way out, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning that even if it has one episode where it plays with kids, the kids, you know, are pulling it by the horn and sticking their fingers in its nose, and it doesn't attack them, the cow has reestablished its tam kite. So it would need one Shabbos of not attacking children or whatever, provocation, not attacking, to be established la halacha, to be established as a tam.